Hey, this is Honeybee. It's been a long time since I've checked in. Sorry about that. My apologies for that. I've just been extremely busy. During those busy times, though, I did start being a little bit inconsistent with taking care of my mindfulness, but I am trying to get back on track with that. The purpose of this podcast, though, is to just be real and just show what it is truly like, everyday life, just dealing with life in general, though, and then making sure that you're checking in with your mindfulness. But anyway, I am actually reading this new book because I'm trying to develop better habits. And so the book is actually a good book. I'm not going to say the name of it yet because I want to get through with it. I want to start implementing strategies from that book. And then after I get done with that, I'll do sort of a book review. I'll give you the name of the book and everything. And then I'll talk about some things that I've done. And then hopefully the changes and progress based upon those things that I've implemented from the book, though. But I've been trying to get in my mindfulness at work because work has been something else. It's been extremely busy. And then dealing with home life too, being a mom, being a wife, and being a worker as well, you know. So parent who works full time, and also being with my soulmate as well. So it's pretty busy, you know. It's a lot of work, and with that though, you still have to take care of mindfulness. One thing that I sort of got away from is doing my dates with my husband. So we've started back doing that, so we're back on our date night. So we're doing that twice a month. And we didn't stop with our date nights, but we, you know, it was like once a month. We're back at it at least twice a month. So just basically just getting dressed up and hanging out a little bit, even dressing up and just hanging out at home as well. You know, just making it fun, using what you have and just having fun. As far as work is concerned, I noticed that I really wasn't getting my duty-free lunch breaks. So I've kind of integrated, whereas if I'm in my office, because I'm busy, people are always in and out of my office. So I kind of, I close my door, I turn my light off. I have like a little lamp at my desk. And so I'm just basically just chilling for 20 minutes, eating and just getting my mindfulness in, listening to a little bit of music as well. So I find that that is helping me out a bit because my job is actually stressful and I don't want stress to take over my life. I do not have high blood pressure and I'm not trying to get high blood pressure. That is something that I do not want. So I'm making sure that I'm taking care of me. My daughter, she's very active with her sports. So I'm definitely a cheerleader with that. And my son, he's grown. So he's, you know, he's adulting. And that's just wonderful. And that's great. He's a mini me, so I don't worry about him, you know, too often. And he does things so that he can take care of his mindfulness. My husband, he's doing things to take care of mindfulness as well. And like I said, I'm just trying to get back on track with my mindfulness because I'm basically a caregiver who watches out for other people. And I need to make sure that I'm watching out for myself too. And that I'm routinely and consistently doing that. So the funny thing is that I've gone back and I listened to some of the strategies in the earlier podcast. And I did start, you know, back doing those as well. And extremely helpful, though. And with anything that you do, you have to do what works for you. What works for one person may not work for you, but you have to just try different things to see what works for you and your schedule, and then determine the effectiveness on whether you're going to continue with it or not. So this is Honey Bee. I have not forgotten about you. I'm going to be more consistent with starting back with my podcast. And it was a great day today. Enjoy your evening.